Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. And again, thank you guys. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You can call in and listen live to today's show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion about today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad and we will put you on the air. Again, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, today's show has been brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all your real estate and real estate needs, call Frank Williams Realty
You can reach them at frankwilliams@kw.com, email frankwilliams@kw.com, or you can go to my website, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Go to my website. You can send me a message, an email, or what have you there, and I'll get it. And hey, if you have any kind of real estate needs, whether you're selling, whether you're buying, whether you know someone who's selling, know someone who's buying, let me know. I can help them every step of the way. Start to finish, we handle everything. Okay? That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. All right? And again, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome. Before I get into the show, can't forget my other sponsor, Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. All right, guys. And again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. And here we go. Right. Before I jump into this this show, I want to say these are just my opinions, right? These are just my opinions, and you have your opinions. I'd like for you to share your opinions. I'm sharing mine. Call into the show and press #1 on your keypad if you'd like to talk, okay? And we'll talk. I mean, it's friendly talk, right? Let's talk. That's what the show is all about. All right. Now, today's show is titled, and I thought about this, and then I just said, okay, what the hell? I'm going to put it out there. And, you know, the title of today's show is different from what I send out in my show notes most times. Okay, most times. So the title of today's show is, what idiot is sitting at home thinking of killing innocent people? Okay, what idiot is sitting at home thinking of killing innocent people? And I didn't even know about this hang on a minute, guys. So anyway, people sending me messages, and I'm trying to grab a hold of these. My little sister not here today, but it's okay. I'll handle it. I didn't hear about this until this morning. Okay, I know it happened yesterday on Monday, but I didn't hear about this until this morning. Okay, and I'm sure by now that all of you have heard about it. If you've had your TV or your radio on at any time, you've heard about this man killing 10 people at the supermarket. Supermarket, what, you know, grocery store, whatever the hell you want to call it. Killed 10 people. Come on, man. What idiot is sitting at home thinking of killing innocent people? You know, you go into a store or supermarket or whatever, and you know, you just think about it, man. I don't know when the last time you went into a grocery store or a supermarket, But my last time was Saturday. No, Sunday. Sunday, I went to the little local market right up the street right here and got a couple of things that we needed and came back home. But think about this. You're in the supermarket. You went and grabbed your buggy, right? And you going on, you got your mask on, you know, you masked up, and you looking at people that don't have their mask on. It's, you know, you're thinking, what's wrong with y'all? But anyway, so you walking your buggy through the supermarket, right? And then all out the blue, pow. What are you thinking at this point? Man, come on, man. What are you thinking at this point? I don't know. You know, it's innocent people, so that ain't even on your mind when you go to the grocery store, right? That's not even on your mind when you go to the grocery store. Somebody shooting up the grocery store. That didn't even know my mind. So what idiot is sitting at home thinking of killing innocent people? And then, like I said, you know, we're innocent people walking through a supermarket. And then I never come back home. I was in that supermarket when them folks got shot. I was one of those people that died in that supermarket when them folks got shot. Okay? That's what those 10 people are saying right now. You know. Yeah, their human life is over. But, you know, I believe in you know, you going on to another place. And talking about what were you thinking about when you went to this grocery store? Because the town that this guy from, like 20 miles away from the supermarket, the grocery store, whatever you want to call it, where he killed these people, okay? And so he's driving to the supermarket. Come on, man. What are you thinking, man? He driving to the supermarket. I don't know what kind of gun he used. They hadn't said what kind of gun he used yet, but I'm sure it was a high powered something that could cut you in half, cut you up, man. Excuse me. So what kind of idiot is sitting at home thinking of killing innocent people? And then he get out of his truck or whatever, and he walk into this supermarket, pull out his AK or whatever he's using, and just start mowing people down. And then supposedly the police shot him in the leg. Okay. So they had to take him to the hospital to get fixed up. Then they're going to take him to jail. Then we're going to see a picture of him. They might have his mugshot out there now. He got a funny name. I don't know if he's, I don't know what nationality or ethnicity this guy is. But, you know, I can kind of, I mean, I know it's some sick black people out there. I know it, but I, you know, black people just not like that. That's all I can say. Keeping it real. he can be any other a Latino, Asian, white man, a South African, he could be a Australian or whatever. But I'll probably put my money down right now that it's not a black man. But, you know, this is another form of domestic terrorism. I tell people this all the time. We had domestic terrorism in the United States for a long time. You know, they ran through the streets and terrorized people. And they lived right here. Probably on the other side of the bridge from you. That mean they domestic. All right? Y'all don't know the difference between domestic and international. Then that's domestic is where you are, where you live, in your country. International is outside of the country. Some people didn't know. But I'm just saying, you know, the domestic terrorism is right here. We going to fight war with Iraq and Afghanistan and all these folks. The international terrorists. When we got domestic terrorists right here. I know. They say, you know, somebody sent me a message saying, Frank, you know, they throw bombs on trains and kill 150 people all the time over in different parts of the world. I know. I've seen it. Okay? They throw a bomb. Okay? Or they run in with a bomb on their back. But what's the difference? What's the difference between running in with a bomb on your back and running in with an AK in your hand? And you may not have killed 100 people, but you killed 10. If you kill one, that's a problem. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Domestic terrorism. These guys that stormed the Capitol, they domestic terrorists. Domestic terrorists. They're going to come up in your house and tell you you're not going to vote on this. And they're going to do it by force. We done talking. they gonna do it by force. Man, lock them fools up. And we need to see. America need to see. Just like we saw the OJ trial on TV. America need to see these boys go to jail. America need to see how long, what kind of time you going to give these boys. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call me. Let's talk. I'm getting a lot of text messages. But, you know, this is America. Man, you got to watch yourself. You got to watch your back at all times. Watch your back at all times. Watch your back at all costs. Watch your property at all costs. Watch over your family at all costs. Don't, you know, we're not playing games around here. You know, you're seeing people every day murdered, shot, killed, mass killing. Go from a massage parlor in, because maybe you got some bad service, you're going to go kill everybody. Hey, call it what it is. And I don't know what this guy's motive was. They're going to find out. But, man, you go up in there and kill innocent people, man. And I think they say that the first person that got shot was the lady waiting to get the COVID vaccine. She was waiting to get her COVID vaccine. And she was the first one to get shot. Dead, killed. Life no more. Man, I don't want to leave my family like that. Don't do me like that. Man, let me live a long life and die peacefully. You know? And then, what idiot is sitting at home thinking of killing innocent people? What idiot is sitting at home doing that? And then they took him to the hospital to get him bandaged up. They say the bullet went straight through his leg. Why you got to take him to the hospital? He can go to the infirmary at the jail. Right? He can go to the infirmary at the jail. They got a little doctor right there. Bandage him up, doc. It went right through. He just need a few stitches. I'm sure that doctor can handle that. But man, why they talking about this investigation probably take a year or so. Oh, come on, man. That's how we waste our money. This is wasted money on somebody who is not worth this wasted money. He killed innocent people like that intentionally with no whatever. Just, man, he need to go. He doesn't need to be around anymore. Are we trying to rehab him and then let him back out into society later on in life? No. Okay, what's, and this something else I don't understand, man, but, you know, we're innocent people. It drives me nuts, but with people like this that you know kill these folks and all this, the boy that went in South Carolina to that church and shot up all them folks, you know, and you know who he is and what he did or whatever. How do you not get this dude the electric chair or injection or whatever, however you do? How do you not? He done killed all these people, walked in a church and shot up these folks. Man, you don't deserve to walk the earth no more. And this guy done ran in and killed all these folks that did massage parlor. You know he did it. You know, he still got the gun on him and everything. How do you not send that dude to the electric chair? Straight on through. You know, you turn the lights out in the room, and all you have is a little chair in the room. And you bring him in and you tell him, you know, sit right there. We'll be right back and close the door. Boom. While he's sitting there waiting, you know, go ahead and pull the handle. Cow! Close him out. I mean, he got to go. Why hold him? Why keep paying for him to eat and sleep and watch TV? Why we got to pay for that? When this dude done killed all our folks, all us supposed to be Americans, they done killed all our folks, 10 of them. Hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. But, you know, it's sitting at home thinking about killing innocent people. What idiot is doing that? This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. See ya.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow or your soul gets cast. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Crumbs.